Welcome to First and Felony. I'm your host, Russell Corona. This is the True Crime Podcast. We explore the crimes committed by athletes and how the media shapes the perception of those crimes. In this episode, we'll be going over a few things that have been in the news recently.
Ex-Browns player Johnny Manziel had reached a deal to dismiss the domestic violence charge from his ex-girlfriend, Colleen Crowley. Terms of the agreement included counseling for substance abuse and treatment for anger issues, as well as avoiding contact with Crowley for 1 year. On New Year's Eve, TMZ reported that Crowley and Manziel were at the Miami Beach Club LIV, spelled L-I-V. TMZ posted the now-deleted Snapchat footage of both of them at the club, although it is unclear if they had contact with each other. The Dallas County District Attorney said they are currently reviewing the information to ensure that Manziel is compliant with his terms. Manziel posted part of the restraining order on Snapchat and wrote, quote, "She knows Liv on Sunday is church. Surprised she was able to get in without me," end quote. Manziel hasn't played the NFL for over 2 years. Cincinnati Bengals football player Adam Jones, formerly Pac-Man Jones, was arrested on misdemeanor counts of assault, disorderly conduct, obstructing official business, and felony harassment.
The Cincinnati Bengals cornerback was arrested on 3 misdemeanor counts and a felony Tuesday morning. He was involved in a confrontation with a hotel employee and a nurse at a justice center.
Jones is accused of pushing a man and poking him in the eye. When police arrived, he allegedly refused to stop when ordered, allegedly refused to enter the police car while kicking and headbutting, and allegedly spit on a nurse at the jail. Jones has had numerous runs with the law, which we will cover in a future episode. Former boxer Paul Spadafora, aka the Pittsburgh Kid, is in jail after allegedly stabbing his brother, Charles Marisco, in the thigh following an argument on December 21st, 2016.
Spadafora's brother spoke with police officers when they arrived and, quote, showed a stab wound to his upper right thigh and stated he did it and pointed at Paul.
Spadafora is also charged with assaulting his mother and making terroristic threats and resisting officers. When police arrived, they noted broken ceramics and cooking utensils on the lawn and alleged Spadafora assumed a boxing stance before police used a stun gun to subdue him.
Spadafora allegedly said, "Mom, get all their names. I know they have to live in the city. I'm going to kill them," said as police officers were standing around him.
Spadafora also spit on an officer, allegedly saying, "Good, that officer got AIDS now."
Spadafora will remain in jail on a $100,000 bond. His attorney, Phil DeLucenti, says he'd be working all day to try and get that lowered.
Spadafora's preliminary hearing is delayed until January 12th because his mother is undergoing medical treatment and is unable to testify. Spadafora's mother said he was drunk or on drugs during the alleged event. Spadafora has had numerous run-ins with the law, usually involving drugs or alcohol. Spadafora won the IBF boxing title in 1999, but was forced to surrender it when he was charged with shooting his girlfriend in 2003. He only spent 13 months in a state prison boot camp before being released. Spadafora also pled guilty to drunk driving in 2012 and was charged with assaulting 2 women in 2015, one in a convenience store and one at a bar. During the bar incident, Spadafora put a 63-year-old woman in a headlock and drank her beer and pushed her down when she attempted to dial 911 outside. University of Arkansas football player Jeremy Sprinkle was suspended for the team's bowl game, which is their last game of the season, shortly before the game for conduct detrimental to the team. Sprinkle was actually suspended for allegedly attempting to shoplift from a Belk department store. Players from both teams were given 90 minutes to spend a $450 Belk store gift card. No police report was filed, but reports indicate Sprinkle attempted to take items worth more than the allotted amount. Sprinkle is considered an NFL prospect, and it is unclear if his behavior will affect his draft stock. University of Michigan football player Grant Perry was suspended for their game on December 30, 2016, after he was arraigned on four charges stemming from allegations of sexual assault. Perry is accused of inappropriately touching a woman while waiting in line at an East Lansing, Michigan bar on October 15, 2016. Perry was charged with one felony count of assault and battery, resisting an officer, and two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct and underage drinking. Perry is 19. Police say they had to chase Perry after arriving on scene, and one officer suffered a minor hand injury. Perry was initially suspended for the first two games of the season before being allowed to resume team activities pending the outcome of the investigation. Perry has a preliminary hearing scheduled for January 5th of this year. Former Arizona Cardinal and now New England Patriot football player Michael Floyd was arrested for DUI on December 12th. In Scottsdale, Arizona.
Police arrested Floyd for DUI, and he admitted to drinking some wine that night after the Arizona Cardinals flew back to Phoenix from playing in Miami.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
No, not one drink.
One drink?
The wine.
He later said it was two drinks, but changed his story about where he was drinking.
His blood alcohol content was .217. Floyd faces six charges, including obstructing a roadway, DUI, DUI above .08, and failure to obey a police officer, as well as DUI over .15 and a DUI over .20. If Floyd is found guilty, he could face up to 45 days in jail and pay up to $2,500 in fines and have a breathalyzer installed in his car. This is Floyd's second DUI arrest. While enrolled at Notre Dame, Floyd was arrested for a DUI on campus. His blood alcohol content was .19. If his first DUI is taken into consideration, his driver's license could be revoked for 1 year in Arizona. The Arizona Cardinals released Floyd immediately following his arrest. The New England Patriots, who signed Floyd immediately afterwards, claimed they were not aware of the severity of Floyd's BAC until it was made public. Here's a short snippet of the police approaching Floyd in his still-running vehicle while he slept at a stoplight.
You ready? I'm going to try and wake him up. Scottsdale Police! Chuck, does that door open? Scottsdale Police! Put your car in park! Put your car in park and turn off the car! Unlock the doors! Scottsdale Police, unlock your door! Turn your car off right now!
Yes.
Turn it off! Turn your car off.
What are you?
Turn your car off.
Right,
open the door.
Right. You want me to...
No, I want you to open the door. Put your hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Keep your hands right there. Do not move.
Sorry.
Hands there. Do not move.
Okay,
you understand me?
I'm on the bus stop.
Stay here. Hey, Bailey, come over here. Stay. Do not move.
Not move.
Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Hands on the wheel.
Okay.
Keep them on the wheel. Watch his hand so I can reach in and unlock it.
Sir, I'm a move at the bus.
There we go. Alright, step out.
Step out.
Step out of the car. I'm not going to ask again. Step out of the car.
Why you guys feel like this?
Because you can't listen. That's the problem. Come here. Sit down. Right here. Sit. I'm not going to ask you again. Sit on the curb.
Why you guys feel like this?
Okay, do you have any idea why we're contacting you or why we're acting like this?
Yes, sir.
Why are we doing all this?
No, I don't know why.
You have no idea why?
No, I don't.
You rolled in? Cool.
Yes, I was supposed to take a left.
Okay. Do you have any idea why I'm talking to you, sir? Okay. No, because you you sat through two light cycles, and you were asleep behind the wheel. Okay? You passed out behind the wheel of your car. That's why all this is happening. Okay, where are you coming from tonight, sir?
From my house to pick up my nephew from the airport.
Okay, do you have any idea where you're at right now?
Yes, I am.
Where are you?
In this school or,
Okay, without looking at the signs, tell me where you are.
In this school or Thomas Avenue.
Not even close. Okay, what city do you think you're in?
Scottsdale.
Okay.
In signing Floyd, Patriots coach Bill Belichick said Friday he knew about the DUI.
We're aware of, you know, whatever the past is. We'll work forward with the player and see how it goes.
University of Oklahoma football player Joe Mixon was suspended for the entire 2014 season after he punched Amelia Molitor, a female student, in the face, breaking her jaw, eye socket, and cheekbone. Mixon entered an Alford plea. to the assault and served no jail time and was ordered to perform 100 hours of community service for his crime. The video of the assault is quite brutal. Mixon enters a common area and approaches some other students. Molitor confronts Mixon. She pushes him and slaps his face before Mixon punches Molitor in the face and leaves. Molitor stayed down on the floor for several minutes before being helped to her feet. In the video, she appears very bloody and very wobbly. The video is reminiscent of the video of former NFL player Ray Rice, which captured Ray Rice assaulting his fiancée.
I was sitting down. We just now coming from Diamond Dogs. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting down. My teammate's probably like over there somewhere. And like some guy that was with the girl, he came over there, smoked a cigarette. He probably was about where he was at. And then it didn't intentionally come in my face, but, you know, I just got up. I didn't do nothing yet. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing to him or her. And after
the girl... You mean the smoke out of your face?
Yeah, the smoke out of my face. So I stood up, and I was just standing up, you know, to get out of the way of the smoke. And once I stood up, the girl came, and she intentionally came in my face and blew it in my face. I didn't say nothing to her then. I just talked to him quick, and I was like, she being hella disrespectful by doing that, smoking in my face. After that, I went behind her. Then my teammates, they started getting on their line about, you know, her coming and smoking in my face, being disrespectful. And then that's when she went up to my teammates and got in Mark's face and was like, you ain't never met a bitch like me. And after that, I guess they got into it. Then, you know, she was in his face. And then while my teammates got around it, after that, the girl, I guess she got scared or what. She went up inside and she went to talk to the person that I came there with. And I guess she knew him or whatever. So when she went inside, she was talking about how we were trying to jump her. So then that's when the dude went inside and I followed the dude. Then that's when I interrupted her and I was talking to Sooner Dave, talking about how nobody was trying to jump her. We had no problem with her. She was just being disrespectful, you know, coming smoking in my face and getting at them crazy. So after that, the gay dude, he called me something. He was like, so then I was like, what? I was like, you got me messed up. And then I called him a and after that, the girl, she dropped her purse. That's when she came in my face, pushed me, and then my glasses came off, and then like I had like jumped at her like to watch out, and I was like, watch out. And then she came in my face. I put my head down and she swung on me. And after that, like, I was so shocked because she hit me so hard, it felt like a dude hit me. And like after that, like, in my face, it was like boom. And like my reaction was just right there.
And so for the first time we hear Joe Mixon.
The university's football coach, Bob Stoops, said that if the assault had happened today, even though the assault only took place 2 years ago, that there would be no other choice but to kick Mixon off the team. Stoops also said he hated watching the video and that there is no recovering from this kind of thing nowadays. Stoops' actions and responses beg the question, if Mixon wasn't a star athlete helping Oklahoma University win games and make them money, would he have gotten such a light punishment?
The video today of his police interview did not actually come from Mixon's legal team, and it, to a great extent, damages the narrative that their team has put out. There's been this narrative, and they haven't directly said it, but there's been this narrative that Amelia Molitor said a racial slur to Mixon, and that Mixon responded by punching her. In his own words in that police interview, the racial slur didn't come from Molitor. It came from Molitor's friend, and then Mixon and he got into it before Molitor stood up, supposedly in defense of her friend at that point. So it actually damages the narrative that Mixon's team has had for the last couple of years that this was initiated by a racial slur that Molitor threw at Mixon.
Even after the brutal attack, Mixon has received some praise in the media.
That's Joe Mixon, number 25, just bending down there. Many of you are aware of the controversy surrounding this young man in recent weeks. But back in 2014, he punched a female student back in Norman. He was suspended the following month for the entire 14 season. Oklahoma thought he might transfer. Well, the video was released in 2016, was released by Mixon and his attorneys because they knew that the media had sued and would eventually get out. It was troubling. Very troubling to see. We've talked to the coaches, and They all swear that the young man is doing fine. Like I said, Oklahoma thought he might even transfer, but he sat out the suspension, reinstated. And, folks, he is he's just one of the best. And let's hope, given a second chance by Bob Stoops and Oklahoma, let's hope that this young man makes the most of his chance and goes on to have a career in the National Football League.
Mixon was allowed to play 2 more years at Oklahoma following the assault. Mixon just declared he will leave the University of Oklahoma to pursue a career in the NFL, saying, "I'm going to tell them the complete truth." Mixon is talented enough to play in the NFL, but now that teams are wary of bad press, it remains to be seen who will take a chance on this talented but troubled individual.
Some people were very upset when I wished this young man well at the next level. Let me make something perfectly clear. What he did with that young lady was brutal, uncalled for. He's apologized. He was tearful. He got a second chance. He got a second chance from Bob Stoops. I happen to pull for people with second chances, okay? Let me make it absolutely clear. I hope he has a wonderful career and he teaches people with that brutal, violent video, okay?
Thank you for listening to First and Felony. If you like what we do, please rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, or through my website, ffpod.net. It really helps us out a lot. You can find our Facebook page and join the conversation there. You can follow us on Twitter to get all the latest breaking news and episode updates. You can also find us on SoundCloud. If you have any crimes you'd like us to cover, please contact the show at firstandfelony@gmail.com. We appreciate it. This show was written and hosted by Russell Corona, mixed and edited by Russell Corona, produced by Courtney Howerton and Russell Corona, with sound and music provided by Dominic Tiberio. You can find his music on SoundCloud, and I suggest you do. Thank you for listening to First and Felony. We'll be back next week with a new episode.